You are listening to Baseball Zealot Radio. Okay, welcome to Baseball Zealot Radio. My name is Tom Nelsoppen, and I'm coming from you from Urbana, Illinois. Today's show, we have Nathan Baliva. Nathan is the broadcaster and media manager for the Peoria Chiefs. Peoria Chiefs are based in Illinois and are the single-A team for the Chicago Cubs organization. Welcome to the show, Nathan.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. First, before we get started, can you give us a little bit of background of who you are and where you're from and what exactly your position is for the Peoria Chiefs?
Sure. I'm from Central Illinois originally. I grew up in Springfield and Chatham, which is just outside Springfield. Then went to Marquette University in Milwaukee for 4 years as a broadcasting major. Then I went on to the University of Florida for grad school and got a master's in sports communication, did some work down there with the baseball team and a couple different radio stations.
Okay.
Then started out with an internship here with the Chiefs in 2002. Went back and finished up my degree at Florida after the internship and then got hired here full-time. I started in March 2003 as my first full season was the 03 season. 03 and 04 when I was here, we were still a Cardinals affiliate. Then 05 and 06 is Cubs affiliates, and then this will be my fifth year on radio coming up here just in about a month. And as far as my responsibilities, in number one is to broadcast the game. I do everything from the broadcast standpoint. They produce it over at the radio station, but we do everything else here from pregame show to pregame interviews and a postgame show.
Okay.
On all of that. So I do all that, and I take care of all the media, you know, producing game notes, press releases, email newsletter. I run the website. We just actually redesigned our website.
I noticed that. I'm very impressed with the website. I like it a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
we just did that about a month ago, a month and a half maybe now. We relaunched that at PeoriaChiefs.com, and so I did that with a company out of Texas, Infinity Pro Sports, and I'm our contact on there. I control all the information that goes onto the website and our email newsletter, and then I'm also in charge of all the information that goes inside of our publications, you know, the media guide. We have a monthly program that we call the Playbill. You know, I do everything on those, and then in the off season, in addition to working on those, we kind of just do a little bit of everything. We've got a full-time staff right now. I think we're at 11 full-time staff members. So we all do a little bit of everything. We, you know, we meet once a week and kind of go around the room on marketing ideas and promotional ideas and what our giveaways are going to be and you know, if we're going to have a military appreciation night and all that stuff.
Sure.
And we come up with, you know, who should we contact to make it happen. And then, you know, sometimes it's me making the phone call. Sometimes it's our marketing manager. Sometimes it's our events entertainment manager. Sometimes it's our president. Just kind of everybody makes those phone calls and sets stuff up. And that's just kind of the whole job.
Wow. And you say, as far as the broadcasting and media stuff, do you do this all on your own? Do you have a few people working underneath you to help you out?
I have one intern that helps me out, and that intern usually does the pregame show and writes the game recap.
That's a lot of work.
And then quite a bit of stuff on there, and do a couple innings here or there. The intern will, but for the most part, you know, I do the broadcast myself.
Wow. Speaking of promotions and on the programs during the year, do you have any plan for 2007 already, or is that still in the works?
We're just kind of finishing up everything. We're just kind of trying to tie some sponsors into all the promotional ideas that we've come up with, but we do have a few of those that are completely set. We've got, you know, the giveaway that's always been kind of the number one for us is our bobbleheads, and you know, we do have three of those set up for this year. We've got one with Mark Fryer in a Chiefs uniform from his rehab last year. We've got one of Jody Davis, our manager from last year, in a Chiefs uniform. Last year we did one of him in a Cubs uniform.
Okay.
Now we're going to do one in a Chiefs uniform, and then we've got one in May of Jeff Samardzija as well.
Okay, right.
So I will, you know, those are the promotions, the bobbleheads we have right now. And then another thing that's been really successful for us here in the last few years is our special jerseys, which the team wears, and then we auction them off.
Oh, right. Right.
And this year, right now, we've got quite a few of those actually set up for this year. The first one we'll do is May 3rd with Bradley University Night, where we'll have the basketball players out here, and we'll wear Bradley jerseys. And then May 25th, we've got one with Illini Night. Last year, we had Coach Weber over here, and the players he brought with him were Peoria natives, and Randall and Jamar. And he also brought Rich McBride with him last year, who's from Springfield. And then, we had the assistant coaches, and then we had some former players that have Peoria ties. Sergio McLean was here, and a lot of guys like that. So we're looking to do that this year, too. And this year we're doing it a week or two earlier. And if it's not recruiting season, I think we're going to try to get Coach Zook and some of his representatives over here as well for the Illini Night. And then we've got an Irish Night where we wear a green kind of Irish-themed jersey.
Right.
Actually, in May, we're also doing a Pink in the Park, so the guys will wear a pink jersey, and the money goes to breast cancer research. And a lot of teams have been doing that over the last couple of years because it's a good way to tie it into breast cancer awareness and Mother's Day and that whole situation. And right, do it that time of the year. That's when we're doing it, right in the middle of May. And then with our Jimmy Buffett Night, we have a Hawaiian jersey.
Oh, fantastic.
And then we'll wear a Cubs 1984 throwback that Ryan Sandberg wore, obviously, in his MVP year.
Sure.
And we'll wear those in August, and the money for that goes to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. So those are kind of our biggest nights as far as is giveaways go with the bobbleheads, and then the jerseys go for the promotions, and then everything else we just kind of do as it comes along. We do the same thing a lot of minor league teams do with Myra Noodleman and the Famous Chicken, and a lot of the acts that come in, and then a lot of theme nights. We kind of cater ours. The last couple of years we've kind of done ours around upcoming movies. This last year, for example, we had a Miami Vice night with Miami Vice movie coming out. we did a lot of those. This year we've got a Pirates of the Caribbean with that new one coming out, and also a Spider-Man night with Spider-Man 3 coming out, and a Simpsons night with the Simpsons movie. That's just kind of how we do. We just kind of roll with the whatever's popular and do it that way. So those are some of the nights we have this year. Then we do the other ones that are kind of that everybody does. Your 80s night, your big hair night, your redneck night, whatever it is, we'll do all of those. We have a lot of fun with them.
Sure, sure. Now, as I said, you are the Peoria Chiefs are the single A affiliate for the Cubs. Now, that is a very recent phenomenon because if I understand it correctly, within the last couple of years, right?
Yeah, 2005 was our first year back with the Cubs. We were with the Cubs in the 80s and early 90s for a decade, and then we went to the Cardinals for 10 years, and now back with the Cubs.
It's kind of hard to maintain team loyalty there, right?
No, not really. So the fans of both of those teams are pretty loyal. So we do our best here to just make them Chiefs fans, whether we're with one of those two teams or if we were an affiliate of the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, which is obviously not in this area, or the Toronto Blue Jays or Seattle Mariners, whoever it might be. Our goal is to entertain them when they're at the ballpark and make them Chiefs fans. Our players are going to be different every year anyway. So our standpoint, it doesn't really affect who the affiliate is. Obviously, having the Cubs, or even when we had the Cardinals, or if we had to have the White Sox, and being within 3 hours of all three of those teams, it obviously makes it, quite a bit easier and makes it more fun for us. There's a chance we're going to have rehabs like we have the last few years with Nomar Garciaparra, Kerry Wood, Mark Pryor, whoever it might be. Back in the Cardinals days, we had J.D. Drew and Jason Isringhausen and Joe Girardi were here on rehab. So, being that close obviously helps those situations. But, our goal is to make them a Chiefs fan and to entertain them.
Oh, yeah. Now, obviously, you don't have much of an idea as to what your roster is going to be like for 2007. Or maybe you do. I don't know.
No, we don't.
No. Do you have does the manager or the general manager of the Chiefs have any idea at all, or will that just come down with?
No, that all comes down from the Cubs. They do it spring training. The minor leaguers report, I think, on March 1st is for the pitchers, and then the next Monday, which is the 5th, I believe, for the players. The first actual minor league game is on St. Patrick's Day, the 17th. They'll obviously do a couple weeks of workouts and have a couple weeks of inter-squad games, but they don't play against another team, and I think they play either the A's or the Angels, you know, minor league side on St. Patrick's Day as the first day, and then those games will go up through the 30th, and they'll tinker with the rosters every day. You know, I'm sure they've got an idea right now, you know, as they get ready to start out there in Mesa, who at least is going to start on which team when they start doing camps. But when they play these inter-squad games, if some guys it's really – I was out there last year for a little bit of spring training, and it's kind of funny the way that it happens. You'll see a guy who will be on Peoria's roster, and then he'll go 5-for-5. So then the next day he's on Daytona's roster. And then if he goes 0-for-4, then he might be back on Peoria's roster the next day. And it's just a whole, you know, flipping. I mean, you could probably take a look at Boise's roster from the end of last year and logically say, you know, that 60% of that roster will be here. Now, will we get Mark Pollock and Tyler Colvin and Jeremy Papelbon and those big names? I have no idea. Right. I mean, the years those guys had last year, I would say it's entirely possible that Tyler Colvin could skip over our league and go to Daytona. Same with Papelbon. Because of his age, if I were to be a gambling man, I would probably say that Mark Pollock would be here because he's younger, because of his age. But then again, you know, who knows? If people that get hurt up above, or people, even those guys, if something unfortunate happens to them in spring training, then, you know, they're not going to be coming to Peoria or Daytona. So it all really revolves around, you know, who's doing what from the top on down. You know, especially with the transitions and that the Cubs made this offseason, with the amount of pitchers that they have going into spring training camp, their AAA rotation might be better than some major league rotations this year. If they can, you know, just because of getting Ted Lilly and getting Mark Pryor back and Wade Miller back and bringing in Jason Marquette, they might have all those guys that pitched well last year, your Carlos Marmol and Angel Guzman and Sean Marshall and Ryan O'Malley. I mean, if that's their AAA staff, there's not a whole lot of room for the guys that pitched here and in Daytona and West Bend to move up this year. So it might kind of backlog the rotation. I have no idea how that's going to work.
That's a really good point,
You know, and even if you look at the position players, you know, with Soriano being signed and with PA obviously there is the center fielder of the future, not a whole lot of room for the center fielders down below to move up anywhere. So, you know, that's a spot, too, where the center fielders kind of might be backlogged for the next year or two.
So any players on the team from last year that you want to comment on that are making it big right now?
You know, we had a really good team last year. Obviously, we made the playoffs. Just ran out of a little bit of gas there at the end of the year when some injuries and some promotions kind of caught up with us, and we ran into a Beloit team that just had, you know, two really hot pitchers at the time. So that kind of hurts. But yeah, we had a great team. We had some really good individuals. I think some of the guys this year that really could make a name for themselves, especially out of our bullpen. Unfortunately, I know Ed Campusano got rule-fied by Milwaukee and traded to Detroit. Right now he's not in the organization, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if he sticks with Detroit in that bullpen as a left-handed specialist. He was outstanding for us last year. Matt Avery, I think, is a name to keep an eye on. He had an outstanding year taking over in the bullpen after Campusano went up. And then obviously the number one guy for us last year, and at least when he was here in the first half of the year and was one of the co-players of the year in the entire Cubs organization, is Donnie Veal. You know, left-hander. Throws hard, struggled it early in the year when in the cold weather with his command, but once he got that under control, you know, he was lights out, and I think the sky's the limit for Donnie. I think he, the last 2 years we've had two great starting pitchers in Sean Gallagher and Donnie, and then even after Donnie left, Mitch Atkins really kind of stuck out from the crowd with us on the mound. So those are some of the guys on the pitching side that I really think could have big years this year. You know, Matt Avery, as I mentioned, in the bullpen, and Scott Kerber, who then went to the Hawaiian League and had a good start to his Hawaiian League out there. I think he could make a name for himself this year. And then if you're looking, you know, position players, because of the position players are so stocked, I don't know if you're going to see anybody jump two levels this year. But Ryan Norwood and Jesus Valdez both really swung the bat well for us last year, hit over 300. Ryan at first base and Jesus in the outfield. I don't know if either of those guys is going to make the jump necessarily to Tennessee in AA, but I think they could definitely have good years in Daytona. You know, Jonathan Mota went up at the break, and I know they're really high on him because of his age, so he's a guy that could do that too. You know, I hope we get Dylan Johnson back this year. He struggled after, you know, he got hurt for the first time when he hurt his thumb in early May, and he was hitting like 310 before he got hurt, and then he struggled after that. But I would love to see Dylan you know, at his age, spend a year here in Peoria with, you know, without an injury.
Sure,
And I think he could be really key to us in shortstop, and he's, you know, he's got great range and a strong arm at short. So, you know, I hope I get to watch him play every day. And,
right.
And I know Russ Kanzler really, you know, hit the ball hard, hit the ball low at Boise last year, set a franchise record for home runs. So I'm pumped to watch him at first base, and hopefully he can break our home run record too, because I know he hit 16 in short season down there. So if you double that up, and if he hit 30 here, he'd be right on our franchise record, and that'd be a lot of fun to watch all season.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe we've gotten this far into the interview. We haven't mentioned Ryan Sandberg at all.
Yeah, it's that's pretty strange over the last few weeks, actually.
Oh, I bet you've been asked about him for a lot.
Usually right out of the gate. So.
No, I thought I'd give you some time here. But of course, I have to ask about him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What's the buzz? Are you guys all excited about that? About Ryan Sandberg being the new manager?
Yeah. Everybody around here is really excited about it. You know, ever since we found out December 5th, you know, the season ticket numbers are up.
I'll bet.
Group ticket numbers are up. Our individual tickets actually go on sale on March 1st, this coming Thursday. So, you know, we'll find out real quick about individual game tickets. I got a feeling we open on a Friday night. It's actually Friday the 13th. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But you know, we open up with the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, after we've been on the road for 7 days. So hopefully the weather will cooperate. And I got a feeling that's going to be a pretty big weekend for us, you know, open it up on a weekend as opposed to a Monday or a Tuesday. I think that'll be in our best interest. So, but yeah, everybody here is excited about Sandberg being here. And, you know, I think all baseball fans, you know who he is, whether
right.
you're a Cubs fan or not,
right.
you know who he is. And, you know, especially guys that are, you know, under the age of 35, 40. I mean, he was the second baseman of the 80s, you know,
right.
when we were growing up.
Sweet.
I mean, I was a little young at the start of the 80s, but by the time the 80s were in full swing, I mean, I was right there, and a lot of the guys, you know, pretended like they were him when they were playing
sure.
in the lineup.
I know we're gonna get
guys on our team this year that were, you know, that were born in 82 and 83, and you know, when they were 7 or 8, and they probably were, oh, I'm Ryan Sandberg or I'm Greg Maddux, and like, you know, that's the age group that they're in right now.
Sure,
so it's gonna be a blast for those kids to come and to play here and to play for him.
Right. Now you're doing a lot of you know, advanced promotions and media stuff ahead of time for him.
Yeah, we're trying to keep some things limited on him. You know, we're not signing him up for a whole bunch of,
right.
of things and speaking engagements. We're gonna let him get settled in here, and then he can decide.
Yeah.
You know what he does and does not want to do. I know he has his own charity,
right.
and his own website where he does stuff with kids, and is very gracious with his time there. And so we're gonna kind of see what he wants to do in conjunction with that, and you know, let him kind of make those decisions. Media wise, yeah, obviously we've had a bunch of
it's
requests.
His face plastered on all the billboards in Peoria right now.
Yeah, we do have. I think we started last week with 15 billboards up around here, and his face is on all of those. But yeah, you know, media wise, we're gonna kind of wait until he gets here and see what he wants to do, and you know, I'm sure he'll have interviews every day and interview requests, and we'll get all those taken care of. But you know, right now he's out in spring training and trying to learn what it's like to go through your first spring training as a manager,
right.
and pick your team. So we're kind of just you know, letting him be for now, and
right.
You know, we'll hit the ground running on April 2nd when they get in town and go up to Appleton, Wisconsin for our first series and let him get his career started on there. It's probably good for us that we're starting on the road, and you know, we'll get some of those things taken care of while we're on the road and be ready to go when the season starts here on the 13th.
Well, fantastic. Now, if I want to get tickets for the Chiefs, now how would I do that?
The individual game tickets are on sale March 1st, and you can go online, PeoriaChiefs.com. There's also there's three different ways you can find out on there, but there's also a 1-800 number, which is actually 1-866-MY-TICKET. Then the hours there are a little bit later. They stay open until 8, and here in the front office we close at 5 on a daily basis. So, you know, those are the best ways to do it. The internet, the website's always up and always working, so you can get tickets, you know, 24 hours through that. And, you know, there's information on the website, too, for people that want to bring out a group of more than 20 people. That's where you start to get your ticket discounts. And, you know, if you want to get into a party area, up on one of the decks or out in the buffet area, out in the outfield or even behind home plate where we have a buffet in some of those suites. You can get all the group information on there, and there's season ticket information. We actually have season ticket packages starting as low as 5 games. So, you know, that's great for the people that are maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours away, be it in Chicago or Rockford or even over in the Champaign area where it's a bit of a drive and down further south of Springfield. You know, it's about an hour and a half, 2 hours. If you want to come see Rhino five different times, then you can take care of it and do that on a 5-game package.
Sure. And if I wanted to listen to your lovely voice, how would I do that?
There's a listen live button on there on the website as well, right on the homepage at PeoriaChiefs.com. And you can go on there and click it. We actually run it through Minor League Baseball. They are gracious enough to post everybody's streaming audio on MinorLeagueBaseball.com. And unlike the Major League package, which I think is like 15 or 20 bucks.
No, I'm familiar with that package. I toyed the idea of getting that, but you know, now I can...
Yeah, the Minor League one is free for all teams and will be for 2007, so fans can take advantage of that. I know some teams also have video up there. I don't know if anybody in our league does, but I know some of the AA and AAA teams have video options as well, which I think those might be on a pay basis, but all the audio is free, and our link goes straight through MinorLeagueBaseball.com, and you can listen to all games on there.
Yep. Yeah, I just mentioned the Peoria Chiefs are in the Midwest League, right?
Yep, absolutely.
You play the Quad City Swing, is that correct?
Yep, we play the Swing of the Quad City. There are close
near my hometown.
Oh, okay, yeah, them and the Burlington Bees are our two closest rivals that we can meet through too. So.
Sure. Well, we've been listening to Nathan Boliva. He's the broadcaster and the broadcasting and media manager for the Peoria Chiefs. Nathan, I really appreciate your time. It's been very interesting. I hope to make up to at least a couple of Peoria Chiefs games, and I think it'll be a good time. I'm planning to bring my family up. Anyway, thanks for your time. Good luck this year for the Peoria Chiefs. I hope you guys have a great season.
Great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You take care.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye. I want to take the time to thank Nathan Boliva for giving up some time of his time to be on the show. Nathan, of course, is a broadcaster for the Peoria Chiefs, and I'm sure he has a very busy schedule. Before we go, let me give you the email address for our show. If you have any comments, any questions, whatever, please give us an email. Our email is feedback@baseballzealotradio.com. And, of course, the web address is www.baseballzealotradio.com. That's it for today's show. We will talk to you later. Bye-bye.